we do.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
And now welcome to the show, young Chasen Shreve. 6'3", 185 pounds, and his first big league appearance. He strikes out Ryan Howard. He ought to grab that baseball, don't you think? They rolled it right back to the top of the pitcher's mound.
This is how we do it.
Cofield and Company back here on this Friday, getting you set for the weekend. Once again, Steve up in Utah. We'll try to hear from him later on in the show. He is with the UNLV football team looking to bounce back from whatever that was last week. We'll get a report from up in Utah. But we're very excited right now because Chasen Shreve sits in with us. First of all, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming down here. It's very nice of you.
No problem. It's not too far a drive from my house, so.
There you go. So you're back in Vegas. What is this time of year like? The playoffs are on. I'm sure you want to be playing there.
Right.
But it's also, okay, so the season's over. I can take a little break. So how are you kind of feeling right now?
That's what it is. We're just taking a break right now. Relaxing. It's a long season. Letting the body recover. I was watching the Yankees in the playoffs for sure. A lot of my buddies are on that team, so I wanted to see how they were doing. Hate that they got eliminated, but the Red Sox are a great team.
You know, you're very good at this. You're already reading ahead to my questions because I don't know if it's a personality thing or what. I would be sitting there rooting against them so hard.
The Yankees?
I'd be like, screw you guys. I hate you. I'm done. I don't want you to advance.
It'd be a different story if I got released by the Yankees, yeah, but getting traded is a little bit different. And like, I want all my guys to do well, yeah. You know, not against the Cardinals, but now right. We're not in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, do you want Luke Voit to do poorly?
No. I tell everybody, I'm like, I hope he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
You know?
That's
like,
true. Yeah, that's true.
If he's a Hall of Famer, I got traded for a Hall of Famer, you know? So,
What is that process kind of like to go through when, you know, you kind of find out that it happens and you gotta plan on moving and
right.
All the other things that go on with it?
It's pretty brutal, to be honest. So, after the game, I think on the 27th, maybe 28th of July.
Yeah, 27th.
Yeah, they pulled me into the office, and Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone were there. Like, hey, we traded you to the Cardinals. They'll be calling you in a couple minutes. So then when I left the room, I said thanks and all that stuff. And I called my fiance Shannon and told her, I was like, hey, I got traded. We have a day to pack up our apartment and move to St. Louis. After that, called my agent, basically told him I got traded. Went home, packed up all my stuff in my locker, packed up the apartment. The next day, we were out and on to St. Louis. It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such a different environment, such a different city, everything else. But do you even notice that stuff when you're playing? I mean, you're playing every day. You probably don't even notice really your surroundings that much.
Not that much. I mean, the first couple of days, you notice a little bit different things. But, I mean, the crowd, there's so many people, the crowd's going to be the same no matter where you go. I mean, it's not like... Like, Yankee Stadium is loud. Bush Stadium gets loud. So, yeah, it's. I don't notice it very much.
So, yeah, you go to St. Louis during the season. So that was, you know, that's got to be, as you said, kind of a difficult thing to go deal with. But now the season's over. You mentioned back here in Vegas. This is where you grew up, Bonanza High School, but in CSN as well. Is Vegas going to always be your home, do you think? I mean, it's a place that a lot of people like to spend off seasons and that sort of thing, but is this a place that you feel like you're always going to come back to?
For the near future. You can never tell what life's going to throw at you. But for right now, yeah, we see the foreseeable future in Vegas.
Well, I guess, what is it? I know there's a lot of advantages to being here, tax reasons for one thing for sure. We see a lot of athletes that just enjoy right. living here. It can't just be taxes. There's other places, like you could go to Delaware for the same reason, and Delaware, nobody's living there. So what is it about Vegas?
I think it's a lot of Vegas and Phoenix just for the off season because it's so warm here. You can train outside, you can throw outside, you can hit outside. I know a lot of people have moved here. I know a lot of people that live in Phoenix too. Yeah, like Brandon Drury and Ryan Goins and all these guys that didn't grow up here, Tulo, they all live here now.
I see Tulo all the time, by the way.
Yeah, so I think it's just a good city. I mean, I love Las Vegas. Like I said, I was born and raised here. And it's just a good city to be in. And just growing up here with all the guys that come back here, it's fun to be around.
It's also, like, you're working during the summer when it's bad, like, this is the perfect time to be coming back to Vegas.
Right, right.
So it's kind of nice to, like, all right, I can skip the summer and come here when it's very cool to be hanging out and about.
Skip the triple digits.
Yeah, for sure. We talked to Paul Sewald, was it 2 days ago, who was kind of talking about his offseason and you know, what you do. And he was saying it's like you have like a month of offseason. Like, we right. like to think of it as, you get like 6 months. This is great. But he said it's really like a month. You can kind of chill and work on some things, and then it's right back to getting to work. Is that about the same for you?
Yeah, basically. This offseason is going to be a little different. For me, I'm not going to take such a break, probably only like 2 weeks. So maybe start just doing some movement stuff, not really getting into hard workouts yet, but just letting my body recover and get loose and stretched out again. But yeah, it's basically not very long, because then I don't know if Paul Sewald told you this, but we work out together.
Okay.
A place called Tim Soder's Physical Therapy, and we're working out at 5:30 in the morning. So I'm up at 4:45, getting ready, getting breakfast, get there around 5:15 to stretch out to get going. So
I didn't even know that 5:30 existed.
it looks like 8 o'clock at night because the sun's not up. So
that's insane. What? I mean, is there a reason for doing that? Is it more beneficial to work out very early in the morning, or is that just how the schedule kind of works out for you?
So Tim Soder Physical Therapy has patients that start at 7.
Okay.
So he's been training me since college, so 2009. So I've known him for a long time. So we try to get in and out before the patients, at least finish our workout before the patients get in there at 7. But I go there because, I mean, Paul Sewald goes there. Brian Harper, Bryce's brother, goes there. Mike Dunn goes there, and a couple other, like, minor league guys. And we have the same goal, and it's to be successful in the big league. So just being around the same people that want the same things, it's helpful. My brother played. I don't know if you knew that. He was with the Phillies, got drafted in the 6th round. So a couple off seasons ago, maybe in 2011, I didn't go to Soder's, and me and him just worked out at a local gym. And we'd be like, okay, what time do you want to work out? Be like, let's go at 11. And then you wake up at 10, you're like, I haven't really ate yet. You eat, and then you kind of like lay around. You're like, all right. I mean, you don't get to the gym till like 4.
Right.
So I just like getting out of the way, waking up, having a schedule. And it's just fun to be around the guys.
That is Chasen Shreve, just wrapped up the season with the Cardinals. Bonanza High School alum. So there was a big story the other day, and I don't know if you know, like, I don't know if you have any special insight on it, or I don't want you to get into details necessarily if you know something, and I'll preface that. But there was a big story about the Yankees not knowing what time the game started. That sounded crazy to me. I don't want you to necessarily throw anybody under the bus, but like, is that actually possible at the major league level, that anything like that could happen?
So is it? They said something about Boone. That's why I haven't heard this.
Okay, so Sabathia hadn't started warming up because they thought the game was 25 minutes after.
So like, what it instead actually of 7:05, it was 7:25 or something,
right,
like that.
And so then the game started, and he hadn't warmed up fully. Sorry, it wasn't Sabathia. I'm sorry, Severino. Okay. Severino. And then there was also reports that certain players like took the field in the first inning with the wrong shoes on because they were warming up in different shoes than they were supposed to play, which is insane to me. But like we think Major League Baseball is so regimented.
Right.
Like, is something like that even possible?
It's definitely possible. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it could happen. Yeah, just for, because you get in such a rhythm or a schedule. So like, if it's a 7 o'clock game, you know what to do. You know when to like get in the hot tub, start stretching, eat all that stuff.
Yeah.
And if they change it by 20 minutes or something, and you're just like, oh yeah. So some guys will be like, yeah, what time's the game? Or like 7, and it's really 7:25 or a 6:40 game.
Especially with
game.
The TV times in the playoffs are all
different,
up.
Right? So I could see it, but but it is posted everywhere in the clubhouse.
Right.
So,
well, if it's posted wrong though, then
right, if it's posted wrong, then
everybody's
gonna be off, right?
So the playoffs are going on, as we said. I'm sure want to be a part of it, but you are not. You're kind of watching from the outside. Do you watch the games? Are you into it?
I watch some of them. I'm going to be honest, I don't watch all of them. After 162 games and not being a little bitter of not being in the playoffs, I kind of take a break from baseball. I'll definitely watch the World Series for sure. Like I said, I watched a couple of the Yankee games, but as of right now, I'm not watching anything right now.
So Brewers,
and not to mention we just got cable today in our new house, so haven't been watching anything.
I was gonna actually get into, some of the matchups, but you just mentioned getting a house. Like, how much stress does that add to your life? And I guess this is a perfect time to do it.
Right,
the season just ended, but. You know, if you want to just be kind of sitting around like, oh, season's over. Oh, there's a lot to do now.
We were just talking about that on the way here, actually. We timed it out pretty great. So we built a new house here. So we timed it out where in January last year, I think we signed the papers for them to start building it.
Right.
And then it finished about a month ago. So we started moving stuff in while we weren't even in Las Vegas. So yeah. It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How much does that consume of this time that you want to be kind of spacing out and taking a break?
So we landed Sunday, and we haven't stopped since. Like, yes. it's been insane. It has definitely not been a break so far. It's just, even we just got our bed the other day. Like, it's been insane of just waiting on stuff, and we couldn't really ship anything here until we got here. Right. So. It's consumed our entire off season so far.
Well, there you go. It's one of those things you look forward and you're like, oh, as soon as this is done, this is going to be amazing.
Right.
So it's fun work to do, I'm sure.
Yes.
Along those lines. So we will get into it. The Brewers are playing. Certainly a team that you were paying attention to
right.
down the stretch. They got so hot at the end of the year. But now they've had, they go through the end of the year, September, they barely lost. They go through a playoff series. And now it's like a week off. Is that awful for a team like this to have that kind of a rest when you're playing so well?
I think so. If they would have gotten to game five and had a little bit less of a rest, I think it would have probably been better for them. I just know that hot teams get 5 or 6 days off. It kind of takes away from that hot streak. But like you said, yeah, they were on fire at the end of the season. They swept us at Busch Stadium. And we needed those games big time. It's not like we were just a team out of the race. We needed those games, and they were unbeatable. Yelich, you know what he's been doing all year, and just these guys have been unreal. So, them at the deadline getting Moustakas and getting these guys that just helped them so much. Their lineup is really, really good.
You just mentioned a couple of bashers that they have. Who is there a guy in the league who you're just like, God, I cannot get that guy out. This sucks.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Really?
Has to be hitting like 900 off me with a couple home runs, a couple triples. It's insane. We talk about it all the time in the bullpen.
I'm always fascinated by that because every time I ask that question to somebody, it's never like the big star.
Right.
It's always like somebody you're like, really? That's the guy? Well, so now do you just think about it? If you see, oh man, like I don't want to come in this inning. Like he's going to be hitting.
It's always like, Shreve, get ready for Jackie Bradley. I'm like, crap, but no, him and Brock Holt. I know Brock Holt is a patient hitter, and I walk him every single at bat. It's ridiculous. The Red Sox, they're a tough team already, but when you can't get their 8-9 guys out, they become a really tough team,
Yeah, for sure. And saw him hit for the cycle the other day, first in postseason history, for sure. So that was crazy. You might not want to say it. Is there a guy that you're like, no problem, this is easy?
not one that comes to mind.
Is there one that comes to mind that you just don't want to say?
No, I really don't. I really can't think of anybody where I'm like, okay, this is easy. They're all professional hitters, they're all really good. So, but no, I'd definitely say David Ortiz. I used to hate facing him.
Really?
I'm glad he retired.
Even as a lefty?
Yeah. I don't know if you look at my numbers, but lefties are hit better than righties do.
Really?
Yeah, except for last year. For some reason, last year they hit like 50 to 60 points lower. But
what do you have any reason in your mind why that is? Or just the pitches just the way they break?
I think my slider is my third pitch, and usually if you're a left on left guy, you're feeding them mostly sliders. So I got to work fastballs and splitters to them, which work, but if I could have a wipeout slider, and I've been trying to for the past 5 years, it would definitely help.
How much I guess how much experimenting do you do in the offseason? We talked about your offseason, you know, what you kind of plan to do trading-wise, but how much experimenting do you do, like hoping something clicks and carry into the next season?
Quite a bit, honestly, because it's like a clean slate. Every time you start a new season in the offseason, you start throwing again. It's like a new slate. You try different things. I change something for sure every offseason. If it's coming set a different way or gripping a pitch a different way, just whatever works best for me at that time.
There you go. So you are 28 now, I believe.
Yeah.
What in your mind, how does the rest of your career play out? Like, what is your plan the rest of the way? How long do you want to play for?
I want to play as long as they'll let me.
Yeah.
it's not a bad life.
But it seems like it.
Yeah. Going forward, I think the Cardinals is a good place for me.
Yeah.
They're treating me a little bit as a lefty specialist, but they'll let me get righties out too, which I've been working on. It's a little different for me. The Yankees, I was more of like a one-inning, two-inning type guy. My arm has always bounced back well, so the new role of pitching to maybe one hitter 3 days in a row is I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But I think the Cardinals is a good place for me. We'll see.
We talked to Seawald about this, but your thoughts as a relief pitcher about some of the new theories on, you know, how teams are handling, you know, not having starting pitchers and having relievers go in the first inning and that sort of thing. Were you kind of surprised that that's taken off, and what are your thoughts about it?
The other day when I saw Jonathan Holder of the Yankees start a game, yeah, I was blown away.
Yeah.
I told everybody in the clubhouse, I think. I was like, do you see Jonathan Holder starting for the Yankees? But I don't know. I mean, I think if the starter, like the guy that's going to go 5 to 6 innings in that game, is okay with it, it's fine. I mean, I get what they're trying to do is get one of your better relievers to get the first 3 outs of the game to usually your better 3 hitters of the lineup. I'm okay with it. But the starter that comes in after him is going to face him anyways. So like, what's the point? And
true.
And if you mess with a starter's rhythm or like what they do before games, it can throw them off. So it's just it really just depends on the starter for me.
Our Astros obsessed boss just walked in. You tell him they have no chance. look at this guy.
Maybe turn mics off.
it's good. That is Mark is already dancing for the Astros game this weekend. He's excited, no question about it. Last couple of things here with Chase and Shreve, who was nice enough to come in and join us. What is the worst part of being a professional baseball player? Going for a lifeline on this one.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. The travel's rough. The length of the season's rough. It's just rough on your body. What were you saying?
Missing things.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. Missing my family. Like I'm really family oriented. Missing my family, missing like birthdays and
we're bringing in help for this answer.
Yeah, that's a good one though. Missing my family, missing the dogs, missing a lot of stuff that my friends and family do during the season.
Now, who was just helping you on this response, by the way?
This is my fiance, Shannon. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Could you even hear? I don't know. I didn't hear.
If you're gonna talk, then we can actually let you hear. No, I can imagine all of those. Those things are, you know, awful. But the playing for the Yankees is such a, I mean, it's such like the goal of so many people. Like I talked,
right.
Bryce when he was 15 said his goal at some point was to play for the Yankees. Did it kind of live up to what people think it would be, or was it more of a case of like, it's baseball, it's a team, this is what I'm doing?
No, it's definitely what people think it is. I mean, the Yankees are a great organization. They're definitely top notch. I tell a lot of people, if you're playing good, it's the best place in the world to play. But if you're playing bad, they're gonna tell you you're playing bad. But being in that spotlight, there is a lot more pressure for sure. Just on everyone, not even the players, coaches, staff, stuff like that. Everybody wants to win, and New York expects you to win. Yeah. So,
and people talk about the Cardinals in a different way. Like the Cardinals is just, you know, everybody says the best fans, all everything right. else. And I think we, in fairness, we on this show have fought back against that because we think they're so arrogant as fans that they're like, we're the best fans in the world. Like, relax. All fans are good. But it is a different environment, though, to play in, right?
Definitely. I remember I pitched in Pittsburgh on the Cardinals. And I gave up a home run. And I think we ended up winning the game 2-1. Like, I gave up the only run. And Yadier Molina came in, and he's like, hey, man, good job. And I was like, whoa. Usually people don't, like, give me knuckles when I give up a home run and almost blow the game. But it seemed a little bit more laid back there, which is more my style for sure. But, yeah, like I said, St. Louis is, what, they have the second most World Series, right? 11. So they're a pretty good team to play for, too.
Already studying your history of the Cardinals. Good for you. Well, hey, man, we really appreciate the time. It was awesome of you to come in. Last thing, who's the World Series pick?
I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Their lineup's ridiculous. But it's ridiculous because the Brewers are amazing. The Astros are amazing. I mean, I think the Brewers will be in the World Series. And if they can stay hot, it's just if they stay hot after this break, really.
There you go. And certainly the awesome starting pitching down in Houston, no question about that. So we'll follow along. You said three of the teams were great. You did leave out the Dodgers, so I'll point that out to Dodgers fans for sure. But Jason Shreve, Bonanza alum, just finished up the season with the Cardinals. Really, really appreciate it. Good luck and everything, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.